die de Chazal make.
In the pasuk v'yiten lecha Hashem elokim, in the bracha v'yiten lecha Hashem elokim mitala shemayim mishmanai ha'aretz right dogim v'sirayish, the bracha that Yitzchak Avinu gives to Yaakov when he came in v'yiten lecha, the deek is why the letter vav, why v'yiten lecha, what's it connecting to? The vav is the vav achibur, that means something is being connected. So there are mefarshim that learn that it's going back on Re'ei Re'ech B'ni. It's going back to when Yitzchak Avinu said the Re'ach is the Re'ach of my son, is the Kirech HaSoda, the smell of Gan Eden, V'yitein Lecha, and the Vav is connecting back to that. But Rashi brings from the Medrash, there's just some background, so I'll be ready to learn the Torah here. Rashi brings from the Medrash that V'yitein is Yitein V'yachzer V'yitein. That the bracha that Yitzchak gives Yaakov is v'yitein, yitein, yachze v'yitein. May Hashem give you and continue to give you. So the vav is the vav achibur connecting the acts of giving one to the other, continuously giving. And that's how the Eitz Yosef explains in the Medrash, over there in the Medrash Rabbah. The v'yitein means that it's an ongoing, continuous, the brachas will be flowing on and on, v'yitein. That's the way it's explained in Rashi, the Medrash. And if you look in the Maral and the Gerarye, he explains this mahalach. Before we read inside, let me just share with you a sentence that's found in the Shem Yishmuel. This will help. The Shem Yishmuel Tav Reish Ayin Vav. On the parasha Tav Reish Ayin Vav, if you have a chance, take a look. And then we're going to have, an amazing journey we'll take. The Shem Yishmuel writes the following. Listen carefully. Kol matana hu chibur hanoisen v'hamakabel. When there's a gift, the gift connects the nosein and the makabel. The one who's giving, that's the purpose of a gift. That's why it oftentimes doesn't really make a difference what the gift is. The ikar is that the gift itself, the act of giving the gift, the Shem Yishmuel writes, is chibur hanosin v'amakabel, v'alkein be'esav le'nemar loshin matana. Therefore, the Shem Yishmuel writes that in Yitzchak's bracha to Esav, we do not find the loshin of nesina, of v'yitein, of matana. Ella, hine mishmanei ha'aretz. It just says hine, here it is, the fat of the land. It doesn't say the loshin, it's interesting, by Esav it doesn't say a loshin of matana, of v'yitein. It doesn't say. V'ainu, so the Shem Yishmuel writes, V'ainu, Shlo yeh le'esav shum chibur chas v'sholom. That there is no connection, Shkar. There is no connection between the Nosein and the Makabel. When it comes to Yaakov Avinu, the other bracha is in the Lashon of V'yitein, because a matana binds together the Nosein and the Makabel. You following? That's the nature of a matana. It's not throwing something to a dog. It's a gift. So by Yaakov Avinu it says v'yitein. It's a matana. The matana creates this chibur between the Nosein and the Makabel. But the Shem Yishmuel is medayik that by Esav it doesn't say Lashon v'yitein. It just says hine. Hine mishmanei aretz. Here it is. Come and get it. Why? V'hainu shelo yeh le'esav shum chibur. Aval b'Yaakov hakavana hu achibur. By Yaakov, the kavana is that there's a relationship between the giver and the receiver. The tachlis of the gift that Hashem is giving in the bracha of Yaakov, the kavana is that there be a chibur between the nosein and the makabel. And therefore, he says to Shem Yishmuel, he ends and says, "Al kain, im haya nosein lo b'pam achas, if everything would be given in one shot, can you imagine that the chosen and the kallah in the yichud room, and the chosen has a gift, the gift of the kallah in the yichud room, yeah? So the chosen takes out this little box, and he says, I want you to know this is your gift. Don't ask me for any other gift till we die. This is the gift. It's very expensive. And this is the gift. After this, don't expect anything from me. That's not very romantic, right? Because the point is, I'm done with you. Here it is. Gemarnu. Shemesh Shmuel says, Im hayinayisin lai b'pam achas, if the gift would be from Hashem to Yankiv Avin of the Brachis, pam b'pam achas, here it is. Shemaspik la'olam, and that's all you need. Hayizah geira'on b'chibur, it would be missing the ongoing relationship and attachment that comes with giving and giving and giving. Now, it could be that the gift in the Yichud room is fabulously expensive. It could be that if you add up all the tzatzkalach over the years, it could be that if he gives this super-duper diamond bracelet, it could be that it would add up, and he'll say, trust me, it's kedai for you. If you take this one gift, it's kedai, because this one gift is going to be worth more than the little trinkets that I get you, that I might get you if we spread it out. But that's not the point. The point is the giving, right? That creates the chibur. Ela yitain v'yachzer v'yitain. That's how the Shemesh Shmuel explains Rashi. Yitain v'yachzer v'yitain. A relationship. Hashpor t'midis shegoremes chibur tamid. Chibur tamid. You all know that Hashem Shmuel gave us Shabbos. He told us it's a gift, right? Matana tov yeshli b'beis gnoza. I have a precious gift. He tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech v'hidim liso, go tell the Jews, I have this gift for them, it's called Shabbos. The Chiddush Arim brings down that every Erev Shabbos, somuch l'knisis ha-Shabbos, every Erev Shabbos by candlelighting, at that time when Shabbos is coming in, Moshe Rabbeinu himself goes to every single Jew to tell him, there's a gift that Hashem sent me to give you, it's called Shabbos. It's put down in Chiddush Arim. I don't remember where, but I remember seeing that in Chiddush Arim. Every single Shabbos, when Shabbos is coming in, Moshe Rabbeinu goes to every Jew. Not everybody's interested, not everybody's listening. But Moshe Rabbeinu goes to every Jew and says, there's a gift that Hashem is sending you. I was sent to give it to you. It's called Shabbos Shema. It's called Shabbos. Now let's learn the Beis Yaakov. Ois Mem Gimel. We have to fast. There's a lot. It's very, very beautiful. V'itin l'cho elokim itala shomayim yishman ha'aretz v'rayv dogin v'sirayish. Isiv medrash rabbah. It says in the medrash rabbah, v'itin v'yachze v'itin, Rashi brings. Yitin v'yachze v'itin. Hashem gives and will come back and give again. Yitin yachze v'itin. V'ayin l'shizei roimez ha'vav shel v'itin. So the Beit Yaakov explains, that's the vav in the word v'itin. V'itin. That's the vav achibur. That's the vav of attachment, of affection, of caring, of connection. Shashem is baruch noisein tamid v'oymeid b'soicha nesina. The Baruch Shalom is giving and is constantly in the act of giving. Not that he gives and he walks away and we're finished. He is giving v'yitein l'cha elokim v'yitein. Yachze v'yitein. Havel umayis, however, as far as the nations of the world are concerned, nois Hashem is baruch b'pamachas. Hashem is baruch gives the whole thing, whatever they have to get, he gives it to them. Kidisa b'zayr kodesh v'ena oduk b'shorashay. Hashem is not attached to the sherish, nor are they attached to the sherish of the giving. He explains. Lachin isa b'shas, and therefore we find the chilik in the Gemara. Haroya chachmi Yisrael. The din is that if you see Chacham Yisrael, if you see a Chacham Yisrael, Oyim Abor Shecholak Michachmosa LiYireyav. The brach is Shecholak, that Hashem has distributed a portion of a chelik of, meaning that he hasn't given the whole thing. Shecholak mechach mosai liyireya. Vayroya chachmi umasayilam. But if you see a wise person, a sage from the goyim, oyim abor shenosan mechach mosai libiyosa. Again, he gave it to them. He gave it to him. It's not a chelak. It's not a shecholak. It's finished. Cholak means there's a chelak and it's an installment. I will continue to give the other chalakim to you over time. Here, by the goyim, it's baruch shenosan mechachmosali biyosa. V'hainu mnei shalakum noisen bepamachas, because with the umas olam, with the nations of the world, Hashem is noisen bepamachas. At one time, everything, kit isa bazar kodesh, shal yisrael noisen mahat mahat. That to Am Yisrael Hashem gives piece by piece, slowly, ma'at ma'at. L'umas ha'olam b'vas achas, and to the nations of the world at one time, shel Yisrael tamid oiches b'yodai, because in his relationship with Am Yisrael, he's constantly holding it in his hand, or he's constantly holding the hand of Am Yisrael. V'oimed be'emtza ha'ashpah, and Hashem is in the process of hashpah. There's a constant chibur, there's a constant giving, a relationship. When the Medrash says that a kli schuchis, a glass kli that it was shattered, it can be fixed. Why? When they should also even aficha. The Medrash says a very interesting thing, because the glass was formed, the kli was formed by blowing. How the glass was made, but through the blowing into the schuchis, into the glass, the way that it's made. What does that mean? And therefore, even after it's broken, it could be fixed. V'ainu, the Rebbe explains, shadayin mekusha b'sharasha. What's in the ficha? The neficha means that there is an act of creation, of formation that took place by means of exhaling. And in that type of formation, creation, adayin mekusha b'sharasha, there's a kesher. It's not that there's a separation. There's the maker, there's the creator, and the object that's created. It's a nefich. It's the exhaling of the self. And the creation of the formation of the glass kli takes place by way of the blowing, of a breathing process. That's connected to the shorish of the person. Like it says in Tanya, it brings man de nofach mitoichei nofach. Comes from the inner core, the essence. That's why it says by the creation of man. Hashem didn't make man. Hashem breathed into man life. That is a kesher. The breathing in is a kesher. And even when there's been that separation, it's the toich, it's the inside, it's the essence, it's the breath of life from the nosein that enlivens the makabel, that is in the makabel. Hashem is constantly blowing. There's an esek. The Baruch Shalom is busy with each person. Hashem's giving of life to each and every one of us is not finished. It's v'yitein v'yachzer v'yitein. Afilu b'dover shenidmil ha'odam shiyesh l'mikvar. Even when you look and you see something in your life, and it appears as if it's completely yours. It's completely in your hands. Gamken, Hashem is baruch adayin nosin lo. If you're a mom and you know that it's not yours, every single second, the only reason that you have it is because Hashem is yitain v'yachzer v'yitain. He's giving it to you. It's in the fichas. It's an exhaling of himself where there's still that hookup to the giver. Ki be'im nivsok chalila rega. Because if this would, for a moment, if there would be a second of the if there would be a pause for 1 second in the breathing, in the giving, like the Tanya explains the Shayich of Emunah, if there would be a pause for a second, Hayanifsuk Lagamre, then there would be nothing. Hayanifsuk Lagamre. Hashem is Baruch Mashpia Tamid. Hashem is Mashpia Tamid. Tamid. Vav Shashem is Baruch Noisna Altanai. Even though Hashem is Baruch gives us, he's Mashpia with the condition Kedisa Bazar Kodesh, called Divakadish Baruch Altanai, Im Yishmahadam Dachi Hashem. The condition is that we behave properly and that we live in the Dachi Hashem. Mikomakom Zehu Tanova. Mekomakom zeh ma'od yakar be'inei ha'adam. Nevertheless, it's very valuable in the eyes of men. Kishadain aduka ha'ashpa b'shorosho. Kishadain aduka ha'ashpa b'shorosho. When the hashpa is still attached to its shorosh, it's coming from the shorosh. For instance, even in Gashmis, that. To the degree that the water that you're drinking, I'm still not sure that it comes from some natural source somewhere. I still think that it might be coming from the bathroom in the back of some factory. But let's say it comes from Poland Springs, wherever that is, if anybody's ever found that place, or whatever other source of water. There's somebody that got people to pay for a few dollars for a glass of water. So let's say that there is such a thing. The mila of drinking something that's connected to the makar, that it hasn't gone through many, many pipes and many canals and many machines and many factories, even in Gashmi, to understand, because the water, when you bend down by the brook of water and you drink from the water in the brook, it's oduk. It's still bound to the mashpia, to the makar, to the ma'ayan, to the wellspring that's alive. You can't compare. And it doesn't. That's why everybody nowadays is so interested and so worried about health. So all the products try to show that there's still a shaychus between this potato chip and the potato. Or even better, between the potato chip that you're eating, which has already been barbecued and fried and evase what it's been through. But there's still, this is like an injured, damaged chepts in God's world. But the point of the advertisement is to try to show that there's still a relationship, that this potato chip that you're now killing yourself with, that this relationship has, that this potato chip has a kesher with the earth. Has a kesher with the earth. If you look at the titles of the products these days, whatever, good earth, better earth, mother earth, all natural ingredients, all this stuff, it's to give the impression that there's still a chibur of v'yitein lecho in that musug of Gashmi is that it's makusha to the makar, that it's still, you're still accessing the makar of the potato chip. You're connected to the makar. There's such an inyan that's very strong, a rotsin like that in all of creation, to feel a connection to the makar, to the mashpia that comes, of course, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be connected to the mashpia. So by the Umas Olam, that's a hard thing to make that connection with them. But at least L'Kol HaPachas, that it says on the box, all natural ingredients. All natural ingredients. Everything here is mamish came. They went into the forest and they put this into the bag that you have. This, where it comes from the forest, mamish into the grocery. And they try to make you feel like that with everything, that the egg, the chickens are draining around outside the grocery making the eggs, and the milk is, the farm is mamish, the farm is in the basement, there's a farm, everything is makusha to the makar, because anything that's makusha to the makar is yakar be'enei ha'odam. That has a yakris, because you feel the hand of the nosei. You feel the connection to the mashpia. And the human being craves that desperately. The complications in the relationship, particularly between a child and the mother, are bound up in this inyan of that person is the makar. of your existence, that you came from that person. That causes a lot of complications. And good things, but also complications. By a boss of Adam, a human being, you give somebody a gift, you give the person, and it's finished. You take your hand, the mashpia gives it to the nosein, there's a kinyan, and the person is kind of the matana, he acquires the matana, and the nosein, it's not almanas lahachzir, the nosein removes his hand, and there are some pleasant feelings and memories and so on, but lemaisa, that's it. That doesn't mean that they have any connection afterwards. There's a gratitude and a little feeling, it's nice, but that doesn't mean that they have to have a speaker and have any shaykhs with each other. Because that was the mice in the sina. The mice in the sina, the act of giving is completed. Because the gift is no longer connected to the nosein. There's no rope, there's no string. Avol Hashem Yisbarach, however, by Hashem Yisbarach. Avol Hashem Yisbarach, hamatana, kshura imay tamid, umashpia tamid b'li hafsik. By the Baruch Shalom, the neficha of life, the v'yitain l'chaz, v'yitain v'yachzer, v'yitain. It's not that, like with Esav, here it is, it's v'yitain yachzer, v'yitain. Hashem's hand is still upon the gift. Hashem's mouth is still blowing in the breath of life. V'matana atzma, hi mekor ha-toiva. The matana itself is the makar of the greatest tova of all, the relationship. K'mesh etzel ha-tinok. Now, if you want to have a marshal of this in this world, then we look at the baby that's nursing from the mother. That's the closest we could probably get to that in this world. Yeah? A baby that's nursing. K'mesh etzel ha-tinok, sh'dei imai, hei makar ha-hashpa. That by the baby, the mother's nursing is the makar of the hashpa. That part of the mother's body is the makar of the hashpa. V'chol masha moitzeitz bo yoyser, moitzeh bo tamay. Chazal say that the more the baby is sucking the milk of the mother, the more the child finds a tam. Because the child is bound more and more to the mother, to the makar. Yitain v'yachzer v'yitain. And therefore, the more the child is moitzeitz, the more delicious the tam. In general, it's not like that in the world. The way it is generally in the world is that when you have something and you have it a lot, you're tired of it. You're sick of it. You're sick of it. When something is detached from the makar, when the hand of the nosein is removed, then you get tired. You get bored. You had enough. It's just repeated. It's not coming fresh and new from the makar. When the baby is being nursed, Chazal say that the more the child sucks the milk, the more the tam. The greater the connection between the nosein, the mother, and the makabel, the baby. And that's where the tam comes from. V'lchein ha-toivi hi yikara. And this is very precious. Ki kisha ha-hashpa nifredes mi Hashem Yisbarach. Because when Hashem takes his hand off something, when Hashem Yisbarach is perceived as having been misalik himself from something, everything is Hashem. But when there's that perception of distance and of siluk, of separation, afilum hi yikar ma'ayit, mikomakam einim eskayemes, it can't last. It can't continue. It withers and it dies. And he gives the very simple mashal. B'chol pam, hi oleches umis ma'etis, it gets weaker and weaker and less, kamo ha'ilon, like with the tree. As long as the tree is attached to its source of life, the earth, it's moitzei tam. It finds more and more life, and the tree grows taller and stronger as long as it's attached to its makar chayim. As long as it's attached to the source of its life, it grows stronger and stronger. Like the baby drinking the mother's milk. Mashpia, makabel, nosein, the matana, the v'yitain, v'yachzer, v'yitain. Ukshe niktas, however, once the tree is cut from the earth, Kolpam misyabish biyoyser gets drier and drier every minute. It's getting drier and it just withers and dies. K'meichen kol hashpos beish nifredes mihasherish. So it is when any hashpo is separated from its sherish. In a number of places in his forum, the Beis Yaakov discusses the miracle of the lechem aponim, that it remained hot all the time, right? Over the course of the entire week, the lechem aponim was always hot. It was steaming hot. Steaming hot. They would show that to the Oilei Regel. They would move the curtain and say, to see the chavivas, how much Hashem loves you. That the lechem aponim, the way that it was put onto the shulchan, that's the way it was taken off the shulchan, hot, like the way that it was put on. The table stayed hot the whole week. And this was how they would show the chavivas of Hashem, how Hashem loves Am Yisrael. It would be shown to the Oilei Regel, the chavivas, the love that Hashem has for Am Yisrael. Why? What's this miracle of the lechem aponim staying hot? So the Beis Yaakov in many places explains that it says by the lechem aponim lefanai tamid. Hashem doesn't take his hand off of it. Therefore it remains hot. And that's a simon of that relationship of the chibur, of the vav ha-chibur, that Hashem is bound to the Jewish people. Because when something is connected to the makar, it doesn't get cold. It stays hot. It's plugged in. When you take the plug out, it gets cold. It's plugged in. That's the chavivus that Hashem has, the connection that he has with the Jew. Because it says, V'lechem aponim l'fanai tamid, like we're learning now. Tamid. He doesn't let go. L'fanai tamid. Lifnei Hashem. L'fanai tamid. But when you separate something from its makar, einu nikra chai, it begins to die. Ki ikra chai m'mashem u'chubal Hashem is born. Because ki imcha makar chai. The Ikar Chaim is the chibur that a human being has to the Rabbani Shalom. And when you're connected to Hashem, you stay warm and fresh. The davening, the learning, mitzvahs, simchas achayim, when a person is plugged into the Bari Olam, to the Makar, hot, fresh. When you're plugged into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you feel the hand of the Nosein on the food that you're eating, when you feel the hand of the Nosein on the tefillin you're wearing, when you feel the hand of the Nosein on the fact that you're breathing and you feel Hashem breathing into you at that moment, you stay hot. You don't cool off. This is hinted at in the Vav of the word V'yitain. K'disa Medrash Rabba, says in Medrash Rabba, Haluchais, that the Luchais, Aruchan Shisha, Rachban Shisha. Chazal tell us that the length and the width of the luchais was 6 by 6 amos. Vayamoisha oiches b'tfachai. So it was 6 by 6, and Moshe vayamoisha oiches b'tfachai. Moshe was holding on. This is how the luchas were given. Moshe was holding on to 2 tvachim. The Rebbein Shalom Kivyachal was holding on to 2 tvachim. Utvachayim be'emtza. And there are 2 tvachim in the middle. It was 6 tvachim. So the Rebbein Shalom is holding his side, the 2 tvachim. Moshe was holding 2 tvachim, and the tvachayim be'emtza. What does that mean? Why davke was it altogether 6 tvachim, and why was it given in such a way? Hashem's hand, Hashem's hands were on it. Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were on it, and it's vav altogether. Behind the shehishu adayin Hashem is baruch biyodo. Hashem held on to the luchais; he never let go. Kedei sheyaleh cheshek v'rotzon lashpia oid. Because it's in Hashem's hands to give and to give and to give. And he didn't separate himself from the luchais. He didn't say to Moshe Rabbeinu, take it. He says, here's a chelek. I'm holding on to it. I'm mashpia. Shecholak michachmasa. ולכן המקבלים באש המקבלים השפעה צריך המקבל לצמצם קבלוסו. Therefore, Rabbi Zakiv says, when the makabel is makabel d'ashpor, he has to be mitzamtzem kabaloso. He has to be careful not to try to grab everything. Look how the Rabbi Zakiv explains the inyan of peyah, of the peyah, the corner of the field that's left for the poor people, and the bechlal, the inyan of tzedakah. Lo yispashet asam b'meshe yeshloi rak yitzapel oid ashpor. The way that the Jews live in this world is what Hashem gives you, you appreciate, and don't try to grab more, just to wait until Hashem is mashpia more. I mean, it's hard to do that. What does that mean exactly? But he says, v'yeda, you should know. Sha'Hashem yizbarach oimei tamid u'mashpia, that Hashem didn't let go of this. Why do you get nervous? Why is it you get nervous, you try to grab as much as you can? Because you figure that you got this little treasure chest, and that's it. You get this opportunity to grab it, and you got to grab it. That was the hashpah. The hashpah is done, and if you don't take advantage of the hashpah, you lose out. So you could. I've had 18-year-old, 19-year-old guys have told me that there was somebody that tried to fix him up with a girl. And he's not ready to get married. According to him, he's not even ready to get married for another 2 years. According to his parents, could be for another Shemitah or something. And he'll say something like, "Yeah, but how do I know that I'm going to have an opportunity like this again?" That svaru, that kfir, comes from the thought that ki'ilo, there's something that's thrown to you like Esav. Either you grab it, if you miss out, it's finished. It's fafal. Finished. If I go to yeshiva next year, then that could be the million-dollar year that I would be, I'd be making it big. So it's fafal. The whole svara is an esev dikas svara. Ki'ilu, the hand of the mashpia is not on anything. It's just thrown to you, and you got to grab it. So the Beis Yaakov says, "V'yeda Hashem is baruch oimei tamid mashpia v'yochel hashpia lo od." What makes you think that He can't give you more? He's still holding on to the hashpah. He hasn't let go of the hashpah. But you have to be careful what you're grabbing at. You have to be careful how much you're trying to take. Lachin b'parshas Emor, he says an amazing thing there. In parshas Emor, k'siv mitzvahs peyah. If you look in parshas Emor, we find that the mitzvah of peyah, is located. The mitzvah of peyah is located ben parshas hamayadim. Now the mitzvah of peyah, which means don't take the entire field. Hashem is mashpia to you, a bracha. Make sure to leave a piece of it. Make sure to leave the, so to speak, the tvachayim be'emtza. The tvachayim that the Baruch Shalom still has nachiza. Don't try to pull it away from HaKadosh Baruch. So he says, in Parshas Emor, k'siv mitzvahs peyah ben Parshas HaMayadim. V'haynu, what does that mean? V'haynu ki b'mayadim mashpi Hashem Yisbaruch li'Yisrael hashpah meruba. On the Yom Tovim, of course, is a time of tremendous, tremendous hashpah. The Yom Tovim are the times of brachas that Hashem is mashpia. That he opens up Arubas HaShemayim to give us Ad B'lidai his brachas. V'chein v'parshas Rei. So in the middle of the parshas Hamayadim, we find the mitzvah of leaving a corner of your field for the poor people. Letting go. V'chein v'parshas Rei. And also when you look in parshas Rei, Acha parshas Shmita v'yoyvel. Also, after the parsha of Shmita v'yoyvel, Ksiv mitzvah tzedakah. It's a funny thing. You would dafka say, do me a favor, don't talk to me about tzedakah after Shemitah Yoyvel, right? Tzedakah. Shemitah, I'm finished. And there is the parish of tzedakah. V'haynu, Sha'acha Shemitah v'yoyvel. Now, the feeling that a person has is that Shemitah is finished. And I'm finished. I don't know what I'm going to do now. What am I going to do? I left everything like this. Everything is done. I have no hope of making a parnasa. I abandoned my field. I went to Chutz Laaretz for a year. And I left everything. And Sha'ach HaShemitah V'yovel Maschil HaShem Yisbarach L'Hashpia Mechadesh. Your mistake is you think that you're going to suffer because of Mitzvah Shemitah. Ki'ilo Hashem took his hand off of your field. You took your hands off the field. But you think that Hashem took his hands off the field. It's not true. Maschil HaShem Yisbarach L'Hashpia Mechadesh. Yitain V'yitin L'chor Lukim Yitain V'yachzer V'yitain. Yitain V'yachzer V'yitain. It's hot, it's fresh, it's connected to the Makor HaChaim. You kept Hashem's mitzvah. He said to keep Shemitah. You did it. You're from the Malach Hashem, the Gibori Koyach. You trusted in Hashem, you kept Shemitah. You think that the Baruch Shalom took his hand off of your life? You think he's no longer exhaling into your field? You think that because it went that year without your hands working the field, that therefore the gift that Hashem has given you in your life is finished? The Yochal Makabel Bizmanim Elo, this is fakir. We see in the Torah that the year that before Shemitah, Noch Shemitah, it's a time of what? Tremendous brach. The Torah says it's a time of tremendous brach. The Yochal Makabel Bizmanim Elo is Spashit Atzmo Bekabeloso. But there is a possibility that since the Torah tells us by the Ma'adim there's tremendous brach, and that Hashem makes a big promise by after Shemitah that there's going to be a lot of stuff, right? Hashem makes a promise. So now, the Mekabel, the Zmanim Elu, is very likely, L'spashit Atzmo Bekabeloso. He's going to try to grab a lot. Because the Yom Tovim is a time where there's a big, big Shefa coming in. And Hashem promised after Shemitah there's going to be a big Shefa coming. Not like you think, that Hashem took his hands away. There's going to be a big Shefa coming in. So now, the nature of a person is when things start to go well, you start to grab for more. And you want to be mespashet bekabeloso. V'yishkach legamrei l'hashpia l'achem. And the result of that might be that you forget that there are other people who don't have. There are others who are in need. L'zetziva Hashem Yisbarach lizkor oz. Therefore, Davke in the parasha of the Mo'adim is the mitzvah of Peya. Because Hashem commands us, Lizkar us, to remember then, in the middle of, when the Shefa is pouring down, remember that Hashem is the one who's giving it, and His hand is upon the Shefa. You're going to try to grab everything for yourself. Don't be afraid. Give to poor people. Leave Peya. And after Shemitah, and Hashem promises He's going to be mashpia all that Shefa after Shemitah, you were nervous, and He's giving you all the Shefa after Shemitah? In Parshas Rei, in the Parsha of Shemitah, right over there, is the Mitzvah Tzedakah. Because the feeling that you have, again, it's an Esav feeling, is I have this opportunity, I better take the money and run. And the Torah Dafka comes over there and says, what do you mean? The one who's mashpia is yiten yachzev yiten. You're not going to lose by giving tzedakah. You're not going to lose by being mashpia to others. You're not going to lose by leaving a piece of the field for the poor people. Hashem has bli gvul. Hashem has bli gvul. You ever see such a thing that the baby is nursing from the mother? Imagine, the baby is nursing for the mother and is drinking, right? And the baby gives a look up and says, you okay, ma? Never saw such a thing. You okay, ma? How are we doing? Well, the kid is looking to see whether the mother has ounces marked over there. And uh-oh. Never see a child worry about such a thing? The child by his mother is the biggest menuchas ha-nefesh. We never had since then such menuchas ha-nefesh. Because the rest of our lives, we're always looking to see how much gas we have left. That's just the muscle for everything else in life. because the Mahalach of Esav is that the Mashpia took his hands off. And the tank is almost empty. It's an amazing thing. The baby doesn't have shesdayas. The baby sleeps very, very well, knowing that the Mashpia is nearby, and that when she nurses me, I don't have any sveikis, I don't have any questions, I'm not thinking about whether things are working out and there's going to be enough milk for today. That's what it means. But David HaMelech asked for such bitachon in Hashem. Kegomel aleimai. David HaMelech asked for such a thing. Kegomel aleimai. The way that it was when I was being nursed. That's how David HaMelech wanted to be with Hashem. There's no stronger marshal in our lives of feeling the Mashpia's presence, of feeling that my existence is being pumped into me every second. Not that it's being thrown to me like a dog, and then the Nisan walks away from me, and I better scramble to get whatever I can. Therefore, there's no question that if there was another baby, if babies could think and babies could talk, if there'd be another baby that would pull up next to this baby, the baby would say, "Thirsty?" One would say to the other. No? No problem at all. The baby would say, "My mom ain't soif." It's a funny thought, but the baby would say to another baby, "Come on, now." There's no shortage over here. No shortage. Everybody, all the children of the world, muzumanim, to come, are invited to be my orchim. And the mother's standing, "What, is he crazy?" But the baby doesn't. The baby thinks. The baby understands. This is the mashpia. It's the makor chayim. Hayipol me Hashem dov, hayad Hashem tikzor. It's a funny marshal, I know. But think about it. The baby has no such suffix. The baby would never have a suffix to give to the next baby. And the friend would say, "You sure your mother's has for everybody? My mother? It's no problem. Enjoy yourself. Drink to your heart's content." Kegomel aleimai. It's funny, but that's the clearest marshal that we have. And David HaMelech lived in such a way with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, the Mashpia. Yitain v'yitain l'cha elokim, the vav achibur, the vav of the luchos. Hashem is always holding on to the other side, and you're holding on to the other side. V'chaim v'emsa. So you're afraid to give tzedakah? You have all of the bracha after Shemitah. Hashem is Mashpia. By the Yom Tov, Hashem is Mashpia. The editor says, leave payah for the poor people in the field. Give tzedakah to the poor people. Don't be afraid. V'yashir ma'at. V'yekamay zriya chadasha. Don't worry, the Baruch Shalom is replenishing the supply. The more you drink, the more you drink, the more it's replenished. Haylu sheyashir ahava etzel Hashem esbor. Don't worry, the love that Hashem has for you is in Hashem's hands. He hasn't let go of you. Shekolzman shadayin lo gomer hanesina hu bekoa godl. As long as it's not finished, the nesina is bekoa godl. It's with great force, like the baby that's getting milk from the mother. Shehoilechim ahavas hanosin, because it all depends on the love of the one who is giving. Hashem's love for each Jew is infinite. The ahavas hanosin, the mashpia. L'chein b'zeh sheyitein la'aniyim. So when you give to the poor people, v'yashir ahave etzel Hashem's brach, that means that you believe that Hashem is holding on to the other side of everything you have. That's why you're fine giving it to the friend, to the poor guy, because you believe that the ahave is holding on, the ohev is holding on. The mother, it's the mother's milk. It's the ohev. It's Ein Sof. That's why you're fine giving the payer, and you're fine giving for the tzedakah. Hashem is Baruch Tomei Be'ahava L'Hashpia. Because Baruch is Be'ahava L'Hashpia. You believe that. Be'ahava L'Hashpia. Finally, Hashem is Baruch Nois Na'ashefa K'dei Sviya. He gives and gives and gives to fill you up like the baby satisfied being nursed by the mother. V'ma makabu makabu b'shleimus. V'ma makabu makabu b'shleimus. But if the makabu takes everything and he says, "That's it." As I nigma hashpras Hashem is baruch. That means you're yanking out of Hashem's hands. If you're grabbing and you don't want to give to, you don't want to give from what you got, you don't want to give to tzedakah, you don't want to give to the payer of the field. It's kilo up. It's kilo. There was a separation. It's kilo that you were weaned from the Rebbeinu Shalom, from the mother. It's all mine. I don't want to give to anybody else because that's all I have. and what I have has a shear. And I'm nervous what's going to happen when the shear runs out. But if the person doesn't fill himself, Hashem is still giving you and you're still connected to the Nisein. Because you don't separate yourself, you don't take it and run away. Bemis is the Indian of the Nes Chanukah with the Shemen. What happened with the Shemen? With the other Indian of the Shemen was that the Yad HaMashpia was Mashpia. The whole Giloi, the whole Chavivus, Chavivihi Mitzvahs Ne'er Chanukah Ad Ma'oid. The Rambam doesn't say such a thing anywhere else. Chavivihi Mitzvahs Ne'er Chanukah Ad Ma'oid. The Chavivus of the Ne'er Chanukah. Because we saw Mamish with our eyes, the Yad HaMashpia in the oil. You take the oil, they're taking the oil and taking them. And the mother's giving more. That's the whole union of Chanukah. V'nasim is a Zriya Chadasha. There's a new Zriya. There's more. It's all new, more. You, like the baby sucking the milk. It brings more into the mother. V'yidezet Samech Mechadash, grows new. V'mizu atzmich etzor gamkin lasa Zriya. But from what you got, you have to plant to get more. And the way you do that is not by keeping it to yourself. The payah that you give to the poor people, the part of the field that you give, which shows that you believe that you're in the hands of the mashpia, that by you doing that, you're replenishing the source, so to speak. Not that Hashem needs to be replenished, but you're maintaining that connection to the Makor HaChayim. It's called Im Hashem. You are in the Aniyim of the Am Hashem. You are keeping the reins in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by giving from yours to the Aniyim, by showing that you believe, and by being strong in this Emunah that Hashem has not let go, and giving to those who are in need, and not being afraid that in doing so you are giving up your Shefa. Adrab, you are tightening the connection to the Mashpia. Therefore, you believe Sheminiach Ma'atadain Biyodah Shal Hashem Esbach. V'lchein Ha'akum Shemekablim LeGamrei. Therefore, by the Goyim who Mekablim Shemekablim LeGamrei Esav. There's no Yitain V'Yitain Lecha. There's no Vav Achibur. There's no Inyan of Mashpia Mekabel. There's no Matana. It's just like Chazal, ocher ba'ocher, derech acharai means the way you give a bone to a dog. Take this and Hakmashkan Shani, don't bother me. Don't come back to me. Like what happened with the Nochash in Gan Eden, that Hashem gave the Nochash all the food that it wants. Like Rabbi Bunim Pshiska says, what was the curse that it has, that it's eating from the dust of the dirt. It means it always has its panasa. So you know, the Rabbi Bunim said, this way, the Rishon doesn't want to deal with the Nochash. Here, take what you eat and get away from me. But that's not like that. In other words, there Hashem the Nachash wants to take his hand away from the Nachash. That's the Nineveh Esav. I don't want to have a relationship with you. Don't come back to me. Do me a favor. Here it is. Take it and leave. Take it and leave. I don't have a relationship. There's not an ongoing act of giving. I'm finished with you. Therefore, with the Nachash, take your food and don't bother me. I don't want to hear from you again. But with us, it's V'yitain. There's always that string that attaches the Mashpi and the Makabel, if you believe that. The neficha vayipach ba'ap of nishmashai. Ba'atona toy v'yeshi beis gnozai, Shabbos shemor leich v'adim liyisrael, the gift of Shabbos, Hashem says, go tell the Jewish people, Moshe Benin says to every Jew, right before Shabbos comes in, Moshe Benin says, the Baruch Shalom is giving you a gift. Shabbos you feel. If you're awake, if you're alive, on Shabbos you can still feel. You feel that connection. The whole week it starts to get weak. The whole week you feel like you're unplugged. The whole week you feel like you're not connected to the Makar Chaim. The Moshe Rabbeinu goes to every Jew and says, Matana Toi V'yesha V'yesha. The Baruch Shalom never took his hand off of you. And Shabbos is what it's, Shabbos Shema. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko ki evad nema kerosu. B'matnas chelko. Shabbos is called matnas chelko. That's what Shabbos is. And it's the hand of the Mashpia. The hand of the Mashpia. But the Akum, Shemachal Magarmi Nigma Mehem Hashpos Hashem Esbo, Kedisa Medrash Rabba, Umash Shemachalim Pasi Deseyem, So the Medrash says there in Amr that the goyim they use up. They don't leave a payah. They don't leave anything for poor people. The mechalim passes. They eat it all up. The goyim. I'll be Yisrael tzorich oid l'sayim hashpah, but not a Jew, because the hashpah is not finished. We're still connected. How do I demonstrate my connection? Through the mitzvah of tzedakah. Through the payah, I demonstrate that I believe 1,000,000% that the hand of the mashpia, that vav hachibu, the v'yitein lecha, is v'yachzer v'yitein. That I'm not letting go. That's, I show that through the mitzvah of payah, through the mitzvah of tzedakah. Aval b'yisrael tzorech oid l'sayim hashpah b'zeh d'chsiv ki esa kala b'chol hagoyim v'idcha loy esa kala. Therefore, it says in Yirmiyah that Hashem ultimately will put an end to all of the nations. But with you, there is no end. With you, there is no end. There's no end. Hashem's relationship with us is a relationship of there is no end. There is no end. I won't let go of you. I won't let go of you. Ahavas oilu mahavtich. Achastiv v'loy arpen. I'm holding on to you. I'm not letting go. That's the relationship that Kadosh Baruch Hu has with every Jew. Achastiv v'loy arpenu. Not to let go. Not to let go. The chizik that we had by Chanukah was a chizik that, remember, that was the time already. It was the last nace that we had. It was already the time of second base of Mikdash, and Nevuah was already Nevuah. That when we had Nevuah, when there was Nevuah in Klai Yisrael, then we felt the Mashpia very strongly. Hashem was communicating to the Nevi'im. But Chanukah already was finished, right? Chanukah was finished. Chanukah is the Inyan of Torah Shebaal Peh. What's the Inyan of Torah Shebaal Peh? The Torah Shebaal Peh means the neficha, that breath of life from the mouth that Hashem breathes into every Jew. You think that you're detached from Him because there's no longer Nevuah. You think that He's taken His hand off of Am Yisrael. Chanukah was the reassurance that Hashem has not let go of us, even in Golus, even without the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, it's still because things were winding down. Even without the Beis, even without Nevuah, Hashem is Baruch is still Mekush, He's still connected. Therefore, the nace was a gilui in the shemen of the whole nace of Chanukah was yiten v'yachzer v'yiten, that the oil was replenished. However you want to say the Taz or the thousand other shotim in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the nace of Ner Chanukah. But everybody understands that it's an inyan of yiten v'yachzer v'yiten, the yad hamashpia, the hand of the mashpia is still on you, is still connected to you, and will be connected to you, even after there won't be a Beis HaMikdash, and there won't be any Nevuah, and there won't be any open signs of my presence, of my love for you. Chanukah was the last thing that Baruch Shalom gave us before the big Golus started. And Chanukah was given in such a way of Yitain v'yachzer v'yitain. That's how the whole nace of Chanukah took place. And that's the meaning of the eighth day, which means I'm never letting go. Seven is B'dach HaTava. There's a separation, there's a letting go. But eight means to never let go, like the Maharal always explains. It means that there's bechlal, no separation. Once you head into that world that's called eight, there's no separation. In seven, there's already inyonim of separation, but in eight, there's no such thing as separation. It means forever. Eight means forever. It means yoyvel. It means forever. There's no separation bechlal. That's the inyon of the mashpia, the kayach of the hashpah. No, it's already almost, it's almost Rosh Chodesh Kislev, we should be zeichem as Hashem. So for many, many years we believe in this, and we still try to feel the hand of Hashem on our hand when we light the menorah. We should be zeichet to see the neiros in the Beis HaMikdash.